This is it.
Shit.
This is it. Indeclinable. Why should you be it? This is it. Drop your
shit.
This is it. Indeclinable deliverance. This indeclinable is deliverance. It be now. Break their balls if they skirmish any worst way. Fuck you all haters. Contact form, Dr. Ralphie, https://ralphie.com/about-dr-alfie/. Status documented, your form has been successfully submitted, dash so one would think my form the way I am, being myself should be enough, dash but won't be, dash this will too fail. Slaves to your predictability, dash watch, no response. Doctor, you are a very very beautiful woman dash is that beauty only skin deep. This question and the jaded cynical attitude of these words overall expressed provides the answer is self-evident. Yes, that is only skin deep. I submitted the message text through her own website contact page, then placed the spoken voice narrative audio media online. Noticed that she had an open and current active Twitter. Absolutely on my best behavior tone, replied on to the presence she had there. Nothing said so out of line. The URL posted to the audio, for needing a reassuring conduit, without notice blocked for no good fucking reason but to once again prove. SWAT. SWAT. SWAT shoe fly don't bother us. Go fuck off and die. The plan as sinister as it might be hard to rap tap your head around to claim goodness, gracious, great balls of fire. I am being held day to day trapped and made aware of the punishment so forever more cruel. Her intent is evil with no heart. Stone cold heart. The intent with this is indeed dark wrong and ugly. An ugly mind to be so ruthless to block me. SWAT SWAT, shoe fly SWAT dead pest. Finally, the end is very much here. No help from a crisis resource of civil society. No wonder why we have humans across our entire nation that take themselves to commit suicide by mass casualty collateral damage. Mass shootings. Absolutely no one is caring to see the evil that has captured our society. A victory march for the demon's hate spree. Human blood already flows of rivers into our streets. When will sanity replace the voids of those WHO have sold their souls to Satan? God have mercy on each and every one of us blind fools. The devil have tricks for all of you. Watch and wait. Not I go to lose my heart and soul. Never will I rot out to bargain the hellfire cast of eternity. I want out of this fucking fake corrupt to its coronation of insanity. This atrealitic X-grape time snapshot experience data provided by a human being age 56 James Martin Driscoll January 10, 2022 1:16 a.m. at Grow-Up-Wee-Badman's headquarters 34 degrees 09 singular quote 03.5 north 117 degrees 18 singular quote 40.3 west San Bernardino, California. Divided States of America, Planet Earth, Solar System Soul, Milky Way Galaxy, The Universe. Business, at growup.net-PC Building Information Network Wee Badman Name, James Email, JMDRISKILL at growup.net Phone Number, +15,164,064,560 Type of Medium, Website Deadline, 1/19/2022 Topic of Story, Counter-Productive Crisis Text Line, Who is Showing What and Why, - Something Wicked This Way Comes, I am not a credentialed media reporter, please forward this to Dr. Alfie, this is an urgent matter, thank you. About Dr. Alfie Empreland-Noble. Dr. Alfie is an internationally recognized scientist, author, speaker and media contributor. As founder of the Yakoma Project, Incorporated, an innovative 501c3 mental health nonprofit, she translates complex scientific concepts developed over 25 plus years as a disparities researcher at Duke and Georgetown Psychiatry into useful, everyday language for communities of color. https://www.crisistextline.org/about-us/board-and-advisor/board-of-directors Our board of directors is the governing body responsible for overseeing the organization's mission, strategy, goals, and activities. They steer Crisis Text Line towards a sustainable future through legal and financial governance of the org. Cornelius Bethia, Manager of Coaching, Crisis Text Line. Dana Boyd, Ph.D., Microsoft Research. Harry Brandler, Retired Dr. Alfie E. Breland-Noble, Psychologist and Mental Health Expert. Andres Monroy-Hernandez, Data Scientist, SNAP. Brandler, Twanita Pipe, STEM Associate Justice on the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indian Supreme Court. Rob Stavis, Bessemer Venture Partners. Dina Trujillo, Interim CEO, Crisis Text Line. Kim Fu, Remitly's Global Head of Diversity, Equity and Inclusion. I am not a credentialed media reporter. Please forward this to Dr. Alfie. This is an urgent matter. Thank you. About Dr. Alfie. Dr. Alfie E. Breland-Noble. Dr. Alfie E. is an internationally recognized scientist, author, speaker and media contributor. As founder of the Yakoma Project, Incorporated, an innovative 501c3 mental health nonprofit, she translates complex scientific concepts developed over 25 plus years as a disparities researcher at Duke and Georgetown Psychiatry into useful, everyday language for communities of color. https://www.crisistextline.org/about-us/board-and-advisor/board-of-directors Our board of directors is the governing body responsible for overseeing the organization's mission, strategy, goals, and activities. They steer Crisis Text Line towards a sustainable future through legal and financial governance of the org. Cornelius Bethia, Manager of Coaching, Crisis Text Line. Dana Boyd, Ph.D., Microsoft Research. Harry Brandler, Retired Dr. Alfie E. Breland-Noble, Psychologist and Mental Health Expert. Andres Monroy-Hernandez, Data Scientist, SNAP. Brandler, Twanita Pipe, STEM Associate Justice on the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indian Supreme Court. Rob Stavis, Bessemer Venture Partners. Dina Trujillo, Interim CEO, Crisis Text Line. Kim Fu, Remitly's Global Head of Diversity, Equity and Inclusion. You could call me a dreamer, but a dreamer would be a human on a pathway living. I am dying. Really, dying. My story is real, but no one seems to relate these realities in our world as effortless it should be. The difficulties arise because somehow somewhere the establishment has locked on with heels dug in to bulldoze and override the common dignity between two electronic display windows. Something very serious has happened, and no one can accept that I am on my last strings trying to cope in crisis as I have no way to trust anything of my medical care provider teams. As I write, something very seriously strange in the way you all do things as though detachment is the way the crisis counselors make their denials cold and mean. info@crisistextline.org, an opening or closing. All I get is SWAT, shoo fly don't bother me. For all that I see, I am running on the same path, this same path everlasting. A forevermore cruel dunce. SUICIDE. Nothing resolves. I am giving up, writing words out to be nullified into nothingness each and every time I reach out to you all. As though I am a prank and this is a game, taking my fingers to type character to character to form words then sentences into paragraphs and pages and volumes for the past 5 years. Volumes and volumes of my effort attempting to upright something very sinister happening, dash to me, dash now, I am dying. To me, you owe me nothing. More likely, some coded bot of beware monster devolved glory. My expressed words are nullified, do not have caused any kind of notice to trigger a notification of any kind. These words do not even be delivered or cared to be tracked. Such as I know the style I write, the meaning of the words I write, and now I have an extra qualifier on this end, an artificial intelligence dash free creation of Grimarly, dash scanning content suppression carries on and on and on without remedy. It is too late, my life is not worth the beans to save. The message is clear, clear as rain. In a deafening tone as you swat me away, shoo fly don't bother me time and time again, the message you repeat and I receive is go fuck off and die, well, you all are going to have your wish. I cannot keep reaching out to nothingness. In all of what I do, I preserve those moments with a technical flair. Flare, fire flame flare. Please, save the excuses that you be shocked to see these words like this. I am nothing special to know that what is set up happening, others too must be encountering and complaining. Nothing changes and with everything that is about our 2022 world, we definitely as a collective are not doing it right. So, why can I not assert and direct what I need to happen forward dash why am I lost into a sea of blocking plenty? Plenty of nothing, dying. I know what it is to be a responsible real-world citizen. As well, I know what is and we do not enforce. To what is the standard of excellence? How this place itself out, in the coded informational tools we have done fucked it up. As though everything in the world is hard and unmovable. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. The world is not a stone. The world is malleable, dash we can create and shape it. But the establishment won't let go. The altered augmented realities that we are all feeling is very much real. A full and complete collapse of our nation. Why is everyone acting mindlessly to run the whole herd of buffalo over the cliff? As though you know I am speaking the truth and do nothing equals, absolutely nothing to console this slavery abound, dash you are all slaves to your predictability. As such this is dash equals I copied this text as is off form, dash I am returning to this text approx 2 hours later, dash this submission will just be ignored or if you do actually respond, the hidden agenda you will show a bias to not involve real true grit care and concern, I am sick and tired of the lies, the hidden motives, the cut and run, the ghosting, from every aspect of civil society. I know it may be strange, dash perhaps you have never heard of gang dash stalking before. Sure, you might have been able to get away with that life for a while. Go to http://music.youtube.com/= look up the term, and the genre of abuse is represented in the music arts. Of course. What I am requiring of my civic community to hold civility in all ways civil society is supposed to be able to relate to each other. There is now 3 actual researched finding papers on the National Institutes of Health, NIH.gov, National Institutes of Health, dash and that is open to each and every person that I share and exchange our world with, that would include you, dash and since you have your vocation in the mental health care topics of interest, it would be assumed that you have that obligation upon you now. But you will somehow bitch moan whine and deny that obligation upon me, dash which is irrationally a ploy to disassociate your actual moral responsibility to not just leave me hanging and fending for myself with the hungry pack of wolves out there attacking me. How cruel this society and the mental health care professional are, dash to allow a member of our society to be open season for this kind of abuse and absolutely no one of civil society will step forward and align themselves in an advocate and a protective shield to stop this abuse. Not one of you, dash not one of you so far has done what should be done. What the fuck is wrong with all you people? I know as a person who is out in our community over my past 56 years that if such words written here arrived into my email inbox, I would immediately take the need to call, email, text, and perhaps web search the person who wrote this to me, especially if my name was in the address too, dash and if I was not able to connect would find something to continue the pursuit of connectivity. So far, nothing I have done creates such activities of honor and award of a standard of excellence. Anyone reading this does realize the style is not a lie. The style here is a real story. This is not a prank. That was just an excuse to bury your all heads in the sand. You all cowards. Real name, James Martin Driscoll. Birthdate 09/01/1965. Birth city, San Bernardino, California. ISSN 547-45-3504. California ID, C233374. Colorado Dale, 14-219-0249. No car license anymore. My Hugh Mama Medical ID, H62067981. Do you want a DNA test too? Real address, 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, California, 92405. Direct email, jmdriskill@grewup.net. Landline, Mother Veronica Driscoll will answer, 909-882-8759. My mother's email address, mama.ferredenser@gmail.com. My mother's cell #, 909-474-7652. Note about swearing, I am not wrong, one more, so you should not disapprove of this post. The Science of Swearing. https://discovermagazine.com/health/worried-about-your-foul-mouth-swearing-could-actually-be-good-for-you-health-worried-about-swearing-too-much. Science says you shouldn't be people who swear like a sailor are more honest and more intelligent, studies show. By Alex Orlando, June 14, 2020, 6 a.m. NIH.gov, National Institutes of Health Search Gang Stalking, https://search. NIH.gov-National Institutes of Health/search. Utfate equals percent %E2% %9C% percent %93% and affiliate equals knee and query equals gang stalking and commit equals search. Since June 2005, I own the internet domain http://fuckuphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign katapo not binding, spelled fuckeduhuman.net in view of what is actually true happening. It would not be a part of my awareness in terms of a cultural identity that all of this falls under until late 2019 when gang stalking become a part of my awareness. A review of all of my online posting activity does not contain the word gang-stalking but does refer to a hate harassment conspiracy. At the time I created the change.org petition, the same goes for it, gang stalking is not mentioned. This is a redirect shortcut to replace CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. HIV director Dr. Merman. He is involved in a hate conspiracy. http://cdc, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. fuckuphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patapo not binding, spelled fucked human.net. While I am at it, the FBI and the U.S. Department of Justice has been given details to this, so far, no respectful response that I think I really deserve to have law enforcement return my efforts to a proper respectful protection against the criminal activities that are being uncontrollable and non-consented interjected into my life. http://FBI. FuckUpHuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patapo not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.net. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/FBI/gov/div00/run-a-muck-hate-infection-humanity-compromised.html. Why would an entire civil society ignore, or worse, block me for no reason across all social media? An individual reaching dash out with his attempt to get resolve for pound sign HIV untreatable. Why the silence? Hate sympathizing fucked up human piggies. In the most recent 2 weeks, my interfaces with mental health reinitialized with inland psych here in San Bernardino was very, very awkward and disorganized. My mother attended this in dash clinic session on January 4th, 2022. Mentioned is the disaster on the 4th and January and a new doctor-provider care attempt on January 20th. http://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patapo not binding, spelled fucknet/inlandpsych.com/cario-patient-protocol/hosa-ear-side/cario-patient-portal/messages/hosa-ear-side confirmation dash reflection soft pre-ariso tree with inland psych must be brought into my cari oftoda.htm dash even reaching out to crisis services with crisis text line. Organ fetch revor project. Org pound sign huge fail. Everything here is documented as the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. If this submission does not get approved, that default of that would conclude there is precognitive bias by the moderator to avoid the truth in defense of a conspiracy. Audio aug, dash email to info at crisis text line. Org, dash noted response is expected 48 hours, no response is received. http://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patapo not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.NET/crisis text line. org/most-23huge-fail-in-the-world/either-percent5-bowder-reply-info@crisis-text-line. org%5d.ogg http://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patapo not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.NET/crisis text line. org/stash most dash percent 23 huge fail dash in dash the dash world slash in underscore sat underscore deck underscore 25 underscore 2021 underscore at underscore 1000 20 underscore pm underscore crisis underscore text line underscore info at crisis text line org underscore road dash percent 5 consider dash failure dash setup dash a dash Christmas Day 2021 dash suicide percent 5d dash what went wrong dot ogg dash. And this insult occurred earlier today. Another crisis chat service dash for GLBT support dash as I am a 56 dash year dash old gay man. Seriously. Dash listen to this, dash this has a written copy of the chat tool along with the sad presentation spoken voice transcript, dash really seriously, dash explain this to me, dash please. http://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patapo not binding, spelled fukedehuman.net/thetrevorproject.org/driverchat.htm. Relevant details to email history so far. Dash ignored by human care or concern of my life circumstances in crisis. Email account realuphuman.net@gmail.com. Mail search twinfo@crisistextline. Org, 12 individual threads dash starting 12/26/2021, ending 01/08/2022, obviously no intent to honor your so expressed 48-hour window. Mail search from info@crisistextline. Org, 18 individual threads dash all auto dash reply generated, not one single human response dash starting and ending same period 12/26/2021-01/08/2022, email account inthemindway@gmail.com, mail search twinfo@crisistextline. Org, 5 individual threads dash starting single quote 12/28/2021-ending 01/08/2021, mail search from info@crisistextline. Org, 6 individual threads dash same period 12/28/2021-01/08/2021, image.png Dr. Alfie E. Breland dash noble menu in the media explore Dr. Alfie E.'s recent videos, press and appearances. Learn more about Dr. Alfie E. Dr. Alfie E. Breland-Noble. Dr. Alfie E. is an internationally recognized scientist, author, speaker and media contributor. As founder of the Acoma Project, Incorporated, an innovative 501c3 mental health nonprofit, she translates complex scientific concepts developed over 25 plus years as a disparities researcher at Duke and Georgetown Psychiatry into useful, everyday language for communities of color. A seasoned media personality and mental health disparities scientist, expert in translating complex scientific concepts into optimal mental health practices for youth, families and communities. A sought-after mental health expert, Dr. Alfie E.'s media work includes hosting her video podcast Couched in Color with Dr. Alfie E., which is currently airing season 2, and addresses mental health issues in BIPOC youth, young adults across all marginalized identities, that is LGBTQ+ and disabilities. She regularly appears on media platforms like CNN, NBC, Refinery29, Black Enterprise, Doctoros, Shape Magazine, Roland Martin Unfiltered, Areva Martin Special Report, National Press Foundation, NPR, and others. Widely recognized for her ability to draw in audiences and inspire, she embodies her belief that there is enough love and light informed by strong culturally relevant science to help everyone achieve #sign optimalment our health. Contact Dr. Alfie E. To contact Dr. Alfie E., please select from the options below. Keynote speaker inquiries, workshop inquiries, media inquiries. Dr. Alfie E. Breland-Noble, 4201 Wilson Boulevard, 3rd floor, Arlington, Virginia, 22203, 571-486-3382. I did not deserve to be blocked on Twitter for my attempt to relay the details that I shared through the contact form on Board of Directors web domain site, https://www.andresmonroy-hernandez@andresm.com. Portrait of Andres Monroy-Hernandez. Andres Monroy-Hernandez leads multidisciplinary research teams that build and study technologies designed to help people connect and collaborate in new ways, a field called social computing. His current interests center around two distinct areas: creating public-interest technology platforms for gig work, and developing social augmented reality experiences. He is the faculty director of the Human-Computer Interaction Lab at Princeton and an assistant professor in Princeton's Department of Computer Science. He is also an associated faculty at Princeton's Center for Information Technology and Policy, a principal research scientist at Snap Incorporated, and a board member in the non-profit Crisis Text Line. He teaches social computing and advises technology executives. Andres and his team have created and deployed social technologies used by millions of people, including the Scratch website, an award-winning online community for children to learn programming, Calendar.help, Microsoft's first hybrid AI assistant, now Microsoft Scheduler, Journeys and Notes, an urban exploration app released under the Microsoft Garage, Sana, a remote healthcare app designed to help nurses in Zambia in partnership with MIT, SFX, a tool to help researchers find scientific publications, and Significant Otter, an experimental Biosignals watch app for couples. On Twitter, https://twitter.com/Andresm, within Twitter DM Messenger to Andres Monroy-Hernandez at Andresm. Building social computing systems, community-owned platforms, and social Arkansas. Director at Princeton C, professor at Princeton's, scientist at SNAP, board at Crisis Text Line. 953 following, 6,257 followers joined April 2008. Since you have Twitter DM open, let us begin that your name appears on the Crisis Text Line Board of Directors immediately under Dr. Alfie E. Breland-Noble. If you immediately react here to block me for no reason, the next action that I will have to impose upon your representation of a responsible fiduciary responsibility that you hold on to a situation that you have not yet even begun to understand, why what she blocked me on Twitter in the two tweets I presented to her, after I painstakingly authored text words and submitted them to her via her website. The record of what I submitted to her is copied into a record email documentation. Exactly what is appearing in my draft of an email to be transcribed to spoken voice narrative, quite strange that you all cut and run, SWAT AT me, shoe fly don't bother me, I did nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong. As the days pass by this month, I have two separate medical care appointments. Especially the appointment for the mental health clinic here in my local town of San Bernardino, California, I am a person who basically is maybe to a fault honest. I am taking this view, there is something dark and sinister working underlying or hidden what you think is hidden, but I know is discordant from any kind of common sense creation. I am a person in the community that has been in a continuous mental health crisis situation, dash, and so too is my mother. Before you get anywhere with me, dash, is there some kind of blacklisting of some variety issued out in the world that has me into view, that should I direct a communication out to you, dash, this exact 1:11:11 p.m. Pacific, dash, that there is some kind of special alert announcement, bringing the digital footprints, the mega dash marvel of long dash standing muck attacked in the communication? Is this a completely fair and open communication channel, or what? I know what are the possibilities that can and most likely are active across this nation in technology adaptive creations of Malcode, Malapp, dash Mal, dark dark app, a dark app dash an app that is sourced from the dark side of the web, passed into the active process, dash P2P, peer-to-peer or point-to-point. A side-reel is the term, not Big Brother. A side-reel where randomly passing by each other on the net is not an equal exchange of opportunity. The preclusive need of those who can and have empowered such a creation of ranking are treasonous to the continued sustainability of our nation. A matter of national security under an active goal of our country yesterday, 11:17 p.m. yesterday, 11:17 p.m. an active cyber war, the technology tools are weapons created for this war, anyone using such technologies are working in the interest of our enemy to the detriment of our country. Dash TikTok is another example of this same thing, dash will you please respond to me? Yesterday, 11:19 p.m. If I am blocked, I am going to the abuse procedures against your domain, dash, for being a bad net citizen, dash, and I know what the word prevaricate means. http://emoji.growup.net/prevaricator.jpg image.png image yesterday, 11:21 p.m. QR code URL, http://assets.miriam-webster.com/podcast/what/20150828.mp3 yesterday, 11:23 p.m. image.png site jabber.com crisis text line reviews dash 1.8 stars. I have placed to the record a review for crisis text line. There are several prior in the negative light against your services. Yesterday, 11:24 p.m. That is an opsy daisy moment. Will you stick with me? I am strongly considering moving to the internet domain abuse procedure, and you will have it all possible taken away. I am not kidding. We do something great and grand for a change, eh? Yesterday, 11:25 p.m. When you get this message, go the review, note the review is active and approved, and there are several image uploads there with QR scan access to the external presence of documenting the details on the exact data exchanges that I have encountered, dash if you block me here on Twitter like the other board member, there will be two proofs, not just one to cite. Something wicked this way comes, Ray Bradbury. YouTube.com TikTok, installed warfare dash attack where against the United States of America, why do you not? Before I get into the negative aspect presence I have encountered with crisis text line, introducing TikTok, dash as a cyberware weapon presented by the YouTube multi-playlist I have available, I am very serious about the work endeavor that I am here online with you, screen to screen. My name is James Martin Driscoll and I live in San Bernardino, California at 3260 Grande Vista, in my mother's home, dash this family house has been here since I was age 5. I am now 56. Something strange, very strange in the human interplay is happening, dash I don't like what I see, dash with no response, dash I must conclude my assessment of these matters is true, dash not just speculation, tell me dash you will hold a conversation here with me. You have a fiduciary consideration depending, Definitely if you are director, dash that is a list of aside realism that maybe you had not yet been exposed to, dash if not yet, then now you know. 32, 42 now playing TikTok is worse than you thought. Moon 46, 04 now playing Should You Be Afraid of TikTok? Pipe Beyond the Viral Video Pipe Kna Documentary Kna Insider 42, 46 now playing TikTok, Eating Disorders, Racism, Censorship, and Distorted Realities Pipe 4 Corners ABC News in Dash Depth 27, 04 now playing Why You Should Delete TikTok Dash Full 2021 BBC Documentary HD Documentaries 27, 55 now playing TikTok Pipe Documentary 2021 The Socratic Method 28.04 now playing TikTok Pipe Trauma Behind the Trends New Documentary Days of Noah 1651 now playing Stop Watching TikTok's Cringe Videos Because TikTok is Destroying Society Moon 1302 now playing Why I Hate TikTok Upper Echelon Gamers 631 now playing Why TikTok is trash Garrett Paul 204 now playing Why TikTok is bad Midnight 803 now playing How TikTok damages your brain Binge 1257 now playing Delete TikTok before it ruins your life Jack Gordon 918 now playing Why you are addicted to TikTok dash that side of TikTok Tuomas Kivioja 645 now playing TikTok's addictive psychology explained in under 7 minutes. Behavioral Science. Pete Judo 1135 now playing TikTok dash the dangers of a poisonous app Upper Echelon Gamers 249 now playing company behind popular app TikTok under investigation ABC News 1216 now playing the dangerous truth behind TikTok Dixie May 633 now playing TikTok predator warning pipe a current affair 1509 now playing the dark truth about TikTok Doc Evans Tef 1051 now playing Top 10 Dark Secrets Behind TikTok http://watchmojo.com 130 now playing National Security Officials Say TikTok Poses Threat Would TVH Shall We Play No Games Please Yesterday, 11:35 p.m. Dralfi.com contact dash Dr. Alfie E. Breland dash Noble thank you, dash I request that someone follow up with my call and my mother's call to the phone number listed for https://dralfie.com/contact/Dr. Alfie E. Breland-Noble 4201 Wilson Boulevard. 3rd floor Arlington, Virginia 22203-571-486-3382 My mother is going to paw the request to engage in the call chain, building more and more on each and every one of the persons WHO are put onto the board of directors page. Dash I have one marked across, every one of you going to choose the special interest blocking AT the expose of national security, really. Image.png image that is my worksheet, you are now number 2 yesterday, 11:38 p.m. The work public store directory for this is so named, http://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patapo not binding, spelled fukedehuman.net/crisis-text-line. org/-most-percent-23-huge-fail-in-the-world-contacts-board-of-directors/the-audio-file-is-titled-contact-dr-lfe-your-form-has-been-submitted-crying-i-am-dying.ogg-org-media 17:49 http://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patapo not binding, spelled fukedhuman.net/crisis-text-line. org/most-percent23hugefail-in-the-world/contact-board-of-directors/contact-doctor-lphe-your-form-has-been-successfully-submitted-crying-im-dying.ogguu. Have some thinking-I am not your enemy. I am not your friend, but I am indeed in crisis. Yesterday, 11:41 p.m. as her work mission states, for communities of color, because I am white, is that why she blocked me? Not likely is that the reason, just noting the audio plays perfectly. Image.png image yesterday, 11:43 p.m. that is my foot, I have a new appointment for the 13th, the 4th attempt to reset my doctor care, and I have on the 20th my second attempt to get patient-centered care at Inland Psych along with their interface with that patient portal blocked with what happened at my doctor's office. Yesterday, 11:45 p.m. image.png sorry give me a break they blocked me for no reason, my medical care is extremely fucked up. I am in extreme crisis, help me please. Image.png yesterday, 11:48 p.m. image yesterday, 11:49 p.m. this is real, not a prank, that one of your crisis counselors claimed. Yesterday, 11:51 p.m. image.png image it is not a threat, I am honest, if the truth is damaging so be it, Mark Twain says, the truth hurts but silence kills, and it is going to kill me, dead, human whole longer breaking dead. In this dark silence, you have been holding against me yesterday, 11:53 p.m. I am here exchanging with you, doing absolutely nothing wrong - your reaction to block me, shows your precognitive bias in a pledge of allegiance to a conspiracy source enemy of our nation, proved true, self-evident, beyond a reasonable doubt, if that is what you do. Failure to respond, ghosting this, shows the same exact allegiance to an idiocracy, to a conspiracy, is that what you are going to do, prove that fact, and not have a conversation properly, backed out, you all are, whacked. Yesterday, 11:59 p.m. the content of this messenger will be transferred into the email content record of the text submitted to your other board member, the audio will be appended. I will follow up with a voice call and have my mother also call, if I can find your number online. If I can find your email address online, you will be sent a copy of the email, this matter is busted, concede that fact and engage a conversation, to a crisis that is open wounds pouring salt in, my wounds are hurting, and I am dying. Seriously no joke. 12:01 a.m. review of crisis text line. Crisis text line desperately needs a reality audit - SWAT shoe fly don't bother me. James 3272 James D1 review 0 helpful votes January 8, 2022 My name is James Martin Driscoll. I am an open book, all confidentiality / privacy concerns are waived in consideration of the life circumstances that have been negatively impacting my mental health that I have documented for 16 plus years onto my own personal live journal internet domain name spaces. It was in June of 2005 when I first defined a very unique, maybe one of the most unique cyber-identities to ever exist on the planet for PC building. In total, I have a collective set of 8 internet domains that serve to memetically key and organize my life details into a public accessible journal web directory file storage. In concept, what I envision for the purpose of these domains was inspired by a 1945 Atlantic Monthly article called As We May Think, https://www.theatlantic.com/magazine/archive/1945/07/-we-may-think/300/3881/. In this article, the idea of a memex device was first imagined. That is exactly what my internet domains serve in my own personal life. I have the right to use these internet domains in any companion to any online communications that are interchanged or transacted on the internet. This would include crisis text line. I have overviewed the terms of service agreement https://www.crisistextline.org/privacy/. As of the last 4 years, my life has been in a basic continuous crisis mode. I am not going to go into the details here in this review. What I must bring into view to the public is that it would be apparent that Crisis Text Line has precognitive motives and agendas to not have an honest with integrity exchange with me. This involves many greater than 80% of the crisis counselors that I have attempted to hold a crisis conversation with. None of the actions or requests or shared content links are illegal or in any way a violation of the terms of service. The terms of service direct users to use email to contact their email address, group@crisistextline.org, and I have done that. The crisis counselors are quick to deny empathy and understanding to what I am dealing with for the past 16 plus years. What has happened has seriously affected my life to a point that I am seriously really dying. Human no longer breathing dead. The conditions that are involved and instilled and roadblocked from remedy in my life are causing breakages of my life beyond limits, especially as it involves the interpersonal relationships in my medical care, both in mental health and in my HIV care. Every aspect of civil society ignored or worse yet blocks me on social media when I attempt to bring forward the mere mention of this topic into some kind of discussion point. I use my internet domains to place linkable presentation pages in HTML as well as spoken voice narrative audio media. There is absolutely nothing wrong with sharing the contents that are on my internet domains, as this serves as a personal information system, and has been established that contents that have been filed onto my internet domains have cross-linked onto the related links of a person's individual TruthFinder background check report. Not only does TruthFinder have return background reports for individual names, but you can also look up details and associated public mentions to phone numbers. How does this apply to Crisis Text Line? Well, I have contacted group@crisistextline.org in several thread subjects. All have generated an auto-reply thank you for reaching out response, noting that a response should be expected in 48 hours. No responses have been received. The subjects that are being directed into their view directly are involved in the short, narrow, focused and quick to cut off SWAT-shoo-fly don't bother me attitudes, behaviors, and actions that I have encountered with the crisis counselors that are being trained in this mental health care function. The mental health of not just myself, but our entire country is being subject to what I consider a cyber-war attack against our citizens collectively, as I have attempted to bring forward and direct these matters to the FBI, the US Department of Justice, my county Department of Behavioral Health, as well as the county district attorney's office and the local police. I have absolutely no outside resources to resolve what is called a wicked problem holding an intractable conflict of absolute insanity. The fact that silence is golden rather than holding a discussion to move into view reflects a precognitive motives on behalf of this non-profit organization to not empower an individual self-wellness view, but rather to instill the causes that are being addressed. This is definitely a cyber-war being wages against the national interest, a matter of national security, and involves the use of social media platforms to detach our common senses and common values in a roadblocking silence rather than having an open, honest, and truthful discussion to move forward into an active understanding that we cannot allow persons, such as I am, along with very many more, to being victimized by a mentally abusive systemic scheme that is destructive to our collective trust to a point that the active truth that this is going on against thousands of personally identified individuals across our country expanding outward into negatively impacting beyond the United States. When will the establishment of the mental health involved industries acknowledge that gang stalking is unacceptable to allow to go on and on and on inside of our nation? This is absolutely insane. I am a targeted individual of gang stalking for 16 plus years. The topic of gang stalking has actual now researched findings published on the National Institutes of Health to the realism to the harm that is being done inside of our communities. The published findings appear as of April 2020 forward. Search URL, https://search.ni.gov/search. Utfate equals %E2%9C%93 and affiliate equals ni and query equals gang stalking and commit equals search. In the end, all my efforts go to the corrective adaptive solution of terminating this conspiracy exposed and proven beyond a reasonable doubt. What appears within the last 16 plus years of my journal documentation places this to a beyond a reasonable doubt documented truth. Crisis text line must acknowledge my emails directed to group@crisistextline.org. reality.audit-crisistextline. realophuman.net group@reality-audit is mandated into public reference and interest. Reference URLs in the QR codes in the first image attached to this review are provided here. QR code URL left-audio-og-playtime48minutes- http://crisistextline-reality-audit. Reality.audit/medical-health-lamatters-standards-off-caress/crisis-text-line/crisis-text-line-messenger-Jan78-2022-the-most-percent-23-huge-fail-in-the-world-org-QR-code-URL-right-org-audio-media-playtime-38minutes-http/web-domains-$5-D-org-slash-text-line-org-slash-most-percent-23-huge-fail-in-the-world-slash-either-percent-group-of-asterisks-at-crisis-text-line-org-percent-5D-org-the-latest-reject-swat-shoo-fly-don't-bother-me-comes-into-view-today. I attempted to go make a workaround and contact one of the doctor's members of the board of directors. I really have some kind of odd since there is someone who is willing to be real and not block a AT first pass, blocked for no reason Twitter by Dr. Alfie. The two content tweets in public provided in the graphic below has absolutely a serious mental health matters topic presence, the spoken voice narrative audio that represents predictable and over the top dysfunctional cycle of maintaining a systemic scheme of mental abuse active against our citizens in this country. Outrageous. tip for consumers, /products used, SOLS crisis text line 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 comment thank you write update edit review remove review helpful 0 share review on Facebook Twitter copy link society nonprofit share bookmark crisis text line 40 reviews www.crisistextline.com or get it review ask a question ratings on other platforms Trustpilot 3.3 corporate values overview crisis text line has a consumer rating of 1.75 stars from 40 reviews indicating that most customers are generally dissatisfied with their purchases. Consumers complaining about crisis text line most frequently mention mental health problems. Crisis Text Line ranks 48th among nonprofit sites. Service 16 value 11 shipping 3 returns 3 quality 11 positive reviews last 12 months 16% view ratings trends crisis text line crisis text line crisis text line crisis text line 7 see all photos reviews Q&A how would you rate crisis text line top positive review was just what I needed Omeric OC5/31/21 I texted. I was dealing with a lot of stressful problems and felt overwhelmed to the point I could not sleep. I had anxiety so bad I had knots in my stomach. But I was no way suicidal. The counselor who corresponded with me was very good. I think sometimes personalities have to match in any sort of counseling situation. We connected right away, and he got to the heart of the matter with me quickly. About 10-15 minutes later I felt like I got a big load off my chest and finally slept that night. I thank him whoever he was. Very compassionate and understanding during a time I felt so much grief, burden and isolation. I can't thank you enough. Show more see positive reviews top critical review not helpful OLS 12/11/21 I have been feeling terrible today and yesterday, so I sent them a text what's wrong is blocked out for privacy. They never responded the first time after a while, so I stopped it. The next day today I was feeling worse about the same situation, so I resent the text. Took some time to respond. I feel so lost and I have zero people to talk to this about. If they want to make a hotline, at least make a hotline that answers quickly. This just makes everyone feel worse. Show more see critical reviews reviews 40 sort by rating 5 stars 6 4 stars 0 3 stars 0 2 stars 3 1 star 31 time frame other verified purchase verified site experience contains image or video English only Ollie's 44 Ollie's 1 review 1 helpful vote message follow not helpful December 11th 2021 I have been feeling terrible today and yesterday so I sent them a text what's wrong is blocked out for privacy. They never responded the first time after a while, so I stopped it. The next day today I was feeling worse about the same situation, so I resent the text. Took some time to respond. I feel so lost and I have zero people to talk to this about. If they want to make a hotline, at least make a hotline that answers quickly. This just makes everyone feel worse. Show more crisis text line comment thank you helpful 1 Alex 1246 Alex S1 review 19 helpful votes message follow micromanagers. September 29, 2020 Having over 20 years of experience dealing with people, including helping those with mental illnesses, suicide prevention, and youth programs, being a volunteer here is not ideal. Many supervisors tell you to rush through conversations. They use a formatted robotic script and when you go off script, a supervisor pops up and tells you to get on track, even after you receive numerous thank yous from the texters. comments to thank you helpful 19 Michelle M 6012 Michael M 1 review 16 helpful votes message follow put on hold during crisis December 12, 2020 just send texts to this line while feeling suicidal 1-2 questions asked then nothing. Very long, awkward pause after having just revealed very sensitive info. It felt like being put on hold after you just shared your darkest secret. This was at 7:30 a.m. on a Saturday morning U.S. time. I'd hate to fathom what would happen during busier times. Such a shame. Comment thank you helpful 16 Mount 472 MT1 review 1 helpful vote message follow worthless November 29, 2021 It takes a long time to connect to someone and all they do is restate what you said and tell you they understand how devastating that must be. The answers are clearly scripted and awkward. It figures this is the same line that Reddit teamed up with, but which just became a tool to harass users. If someone doesn't like something you said, they can report you and claim they're concerned about your mental health, and you get a link to these clowns. Service quality show more comment thank you helpful 1 AmeriCock 2 AmeriCoC 1 review 1 helpful vote message follow was just what I needed. May 31st, 2020 Once I texted, I was dealing with a lot of stressful problems and felt overwhelmed to the point I could not sleep. I had anxiety so bad I had knots in my stomach. But I was no way suicidal. The counselor who corresponded with me was very good. I think sometimes personalities have to match in any sort of counseling situation. We connected right away. And he got to the heart of the matter with me quickly. About 10-15 minutes later I felt like I got a big load off my chest and finally slept that night. I thank him whoever he was. Very compassionate and understanding during a time I felt so much grief, burden and isolation. I can't thank you enough. Show more comment thank you helpful 1 Lilide 77 Lily D 1 review 22 helpful votes message follow super dismissive December 14th 2020 I can guarantee this will make you feel worse. Takes them terribly long to respond. They just kept talking about coping mechanisms and scripted responses. I'm pretty sure I was just talking to a bot. I opened up about being raped and Ashley changed the subject to it's almost time to wrap up, talk to me about coping mechanisms. I feel even more alone now, please don't use 741,741 comment thank you helpful 22 Jessica 1112 Jessica J 1 review to helpful votes message follow waste of time September 9th 2021 it was very unauthentic and robot-like. I received zero help using this resource and felt more suicidal after texting them. They are not trained mental health counselors, do not have a degree in counseling, or hold a legit verifiable license. Show more crisis text line comment thank you helpful to Ollie 45 Ollie H 1 review 7 helpful votes message follow they're really not all that helpful August 18th 2021 I'm really not satisfied with this hotline at all. Every time I have contacted these people, they basically just repeat what I said, but as a question. And no, I can't go take a walk, because I want to kill myself. It's 2:56 in the morning dash service comment thank you helpful 6 Muri 1516 Muri W1 review 15 helpful votes message follow scripted October 27th 2020 the supervisors and managers are horrible. They give you a format to follow, but people come with different problems and needs. They micromanage everything. If you do not follow the script they will kick you off. They do not seem to care about the people, just their agenda. They have no idea how to provide support. The company was called out on not addressing the racial issues and sweeping under the rug. They had to come up with an apology. Please don't text in. Just know there is nothing wrong with you and practice self-compassion. Show more comment. Thank you. Helpful 15. Salemic 4 Salem C1 Review 4 Helpful Votes Message Follow multiple times at varying levels of crisis-always bad September 18th, 2021 It feels like you're being rushed as others have said. Basically if you're suicidal they'll answer you quickly anything else is a while. And beyond that it's the same conversation every time and they have went the route of rehearsed and scripted to get through people rather than actually talking to and connecting to people in crisis situations. If you're not actively about to end your life you send pre-written scripts until they can get rid of you. I'm sure the volunteers really do care and probably hate how it's set up. But the actual whole system side itself does not care about those at risk. Last time I was in crisis I tried the Trevor Project chat online and it was amazing. They talked to me like a human being and were actually able to help me and I never felt rushed, so it's awesome to know there's a chat option that's actually helpful as calls give me anxiety at the best of times let alone if I'm in a low place. I'm queer so Trevor Project is also good in that area but honestly if you're doing awful and need someone I'd recommend staying clear of crisis text line. Tip for consumers, anticipate being rushed through and not being talked to as an individual by another person. They seem to really push not to talk to people who reach out as a fellow person as a way to avoid talking about yourself. But it also completely removes the sense of someone empathizing and understanding. Service quality show more comment thank you helpful 4 Rafe 75 Ravy 1 Review 15 Helpful Votes Message Follow Don't use this app you've been warned. November 13th, 2020 Don't bother using the 741,741 crisis text line unless you want cops showing up at your door. Just because I forgot to respond back I get cops on my front door they will track you down and send you to a mental hospital like they did with me. Comments 1 Thank you helpful 15 Lindle 2478 Linda L1 Review 0 Helpful Votes Message Follow Try Twice Both 1 Star Experiences November 1st 2021 The first time I tried this, it was 12 a.m. I was crying hard that night, shaking, breathing heavily. I was incredibly suicidal. They took 3 whole hours to answer back. A lot can happen in 10 minutes let alone 3 effing hours. I hadn't responded back because all my crying tired me out and I fell asleep. The line texts me back about 12 times over a 45 minute period. I'm not sure if this person cared but the next encounter I had, I really do feel like the first person actually cared. The second time I texted the line I only had to wait 10 minutes. I texted at 11:30 p.m. I sent a message about my issues. I get a response but it seems the person on the other end did not receive my message. I told him I will resend it. He gets this message. I resend my other message. Again he doesn't get it. So he says it seems I do not want to talk anymore and ends the chat there. Both times this place has the gall to ask for a review. I was fuming. I ended up crying because I felt even more alone. I do not recommend this place. Show more crisis text line comment thank you helpful 0 Alex 1365 Alex S. 1 Review 13 Helpful Votes Message Follow Horrible Supervision January 8, 2021 As a volunteer crisis counselor, this organization has good intentions but horrible supervision. The supervisors constantly tell you to rush through each conversation, even when there are no texters waiting in the queue. They rather you finish each conversation within 45 minutes than to actually take the time and effort with the texter who is in crisis. Each texter is experiencing different levels of crisis, so rushing a counselor with the conversation sounds very uncaring. Service value show more comment thank you helpful 13 mal 28 mile 1 review 0 helpful votes message follow hard asking for help October 18th 2021 won't be messaging shout again feel let down and gold psychologist today but thought I would try again. Feel let down be again comment thank you helpful 0 Muri X76 Marika 3 reviews 21 helpful votes message follow does more harm than good July 30th 2021 if you are in a crisis please call the actual suicide hotline and speak to a real person or go to the ER this crisis text line is bogus it will make things worse for you I have used them twice, thinking I'll try again after the first horrible experience. Nope, both of them made me want to hurt myself even more. The first time, I was on hold for over 45 minutes while they found someone for me. They kept telling me they were busy, but to keep waiting. I didn't keep waiting. I ended the text. The next time, I did get someone. Despite me sharing in detail what I was going through, all I got back were some generic words and a list of distractions I could do, like drink some water, and a list of not free apps I could download on my phone. I shared both of these experiences with a therapist, and they were concerned about this text line and they thought they were bots on the other end. Pretty unethical to play around with someone's safety. By assigning bots that advertise to help you in a crisis. Maybe it depends on your geographical location, what kind of responses you might get from this. Service show more comment thank you helpful 3 sky 16 sky h1 review 12 helpful votes message follow it's horrible December 11th 2020 they called ems on me I hate it. They should ducking stay away. Like they don't understand at all like the person who I talked to made me worse comment thank you helpful 12 Lionel 26 Lionel 1 review 12 helpful votes message follow they harassed me and woke up my whole house. May 15th 2021 I texted after many nights of not sleeping. After a while I realized that it really wasn't going to do a whole lot for me and I just wanted to stop and try to sleep. I said as much but Sean insisted that I was in a crisis. He refused to listen to my pleas. I did not indicate that I'd kill myself. I did not indicate that I was suffering a medical emergency other than lack of sleep. I made it clear I wanted to get off the line and go to sleep. That's it. Sean wouldn't let it go. Then the police arrived and left because I was not in need of intervention of any kind. After which, I started talking to someone else on the live because I honestly felt really harassed and nervous about the whole thing. I wanted to lodge a complaint. I have no way of proving this but I think it's all one person. I don't think there are supervisors to actually help. I think it's just one moron giving themselves multiple names. I didn't sleep. I feel far worse now. Service value shipping returns quality show more crisis text line comment thank you helpful 12 Shinep 339 Shane P1 review to helpful votes message follow not helpful August 19th 2021 I texted in last night. Took over an hour to get someone on with me. And honestly ended call and still felt like I was in crisis. Comment thank you helpful 2 Amaya's 8 Amaya S1 review 8 helpful votes message follow pretty bad May 2nd 2021 I was super suicidal one night so I decided to text a hotline. They had me on hold for about 40 minutes just for us to talk for about 5. I thought they were there to listen but when I talked to her about it she made it seem like she just wanted to get the conversation over with. The only thing helpful she said was stuff like you're super brave to speak up about it I know it's hard, I'm proud of you, something along those lines. Then she cut me off asking me if she could give me a link to go to that will help me, like I want to read all of it during that time. Overall, I just felt like they were there to do their job and not because they care. At the end, she says, "Anything else you want to talk about?" Before I could barely finish. Show more comment. Thank you. Helpful. 8. Amig 20 MEG 1 review 18. Helpful votes. Message follow wasn't robotic enough for this text line. April 16, 2021. I wasted time going through their training. It is counterintuitive from what I have learned going to school for mental health counseling. The trainer's feedback is condescending and unhelpful. Their responses are robotic and repetitive. Please be careful. Tip for consumers: if you do text this line and feel as if you are being rushed or that you are not getting anywhere, text stop and call someone else. Products used: I was training to be a crisis counselor. I was given information to help with an activity, but was told that it wasn't going to help an individual come down to a calm cool. I don't agree with rehearsed responses because we are pretty much just trying to fill a quota. We have 40 texts to get them through. Service show more comment. Thank you. Helpful. 18. Bailey 59 Bailey W1 review 7 helpful votes. Message follow literally terrible. April 20th, 2021 did not help me at all. All they did was text me automated text messages and didn't relate to my needs at all. Useless. Service value shipping returns quality show more comment. Thank you. Helpful. 7 CCD 7 CCD 1 review 11 helpful votes. Message follow scripted responses. A bunch of 18-year-olds with little training or life experience. August 25th, 2020. Thousands of 18-22-year-olds who learn a formula, canned lines, and how to send a Google resource. Use NAMI or NAPINAL suicide prevention line comments. 1. Thank you. Helpful. 11. Lexi 18 Lexi J1 review 0 helpful votes. Message follow responses were very generic and vague. November 22nd, 2021 responses were very generic and vague. I would not recommend this service at all unless you want to waste your time, have a bad experience, or lose more hope in humanity. Service value quality show more comment. Thank you. Helpful. 0. Peter. 1492 Peter H1 review to helpful votes. Message follow a useless. September 6th, 2021. I tried the crisis text line one evening. I was disappointed with it. It seemed like the crisis counselor was working off a script and it just didn't do anything for me. I felt like I was texting to a robot and not a human being. Service value quality show more comment. Thank you. Helpful. 2. Salies 474 Sally S1 review 1 helpful vote. Message follow. They keep a record of the texts and will block you if their data isn't helping their goal. July 18, 2021 They keep records of your texts and will block your phone number randomly. Sometimes they can help you but normally not. Tip for consumers, they record your data. Products used, text in service value quality show more comment. Thank you. Helpful. 1-.